Do you know what? I was trying to find out that from the Armagh ones yesterday. Was it a tactical change from the line, or was it just how the game kind of evolved? Because in that period you're talking about after that goal, Donegal were absolutely brilliant. There was space over the pitch. The match itself was brilliant from a neutral's perspective, you know, and from Donegal fans. And very few Donegal fans there again yesterday, Eric, and I'm just wondering how much of that was the style of play from the Ulster final. But there wasn't a huge crowd that Ulster final, particularly, you know, Lough Derry on the way up, Armagh on the way up, completely outnumbering us. But whatever fans were in front of us, I was covering a game with Radio Ulster yesterday, there was a lot of Donegal fans in that Gerry Arthur stand, and they were getting really vocal. And I think as much as they were excited by what Donegal was doing, the game itself was brilliant, because after the horror show of the Ulster final, we suddenly had an end-to-end game. The best, I suppose, we've seen of Donegal in that period, where they hit 6 points in a row, almost went 10-5 up. It was 9 points to 1-2, and you thought, wow, this Donegal team is coming again. But after that, Greg, the swing.
Well, what was the swing? Because early on, you know, Armagh weren't scoring. I think they scored just the goal in the first 10 minutes. There were, you know, two scores in the first 15-20 minutes, maybe a bit more than that. But Donegal seemed to be scoring quite freely, and then the tables turned.
Yeah, if you go back to, I suppose, the two previous games against Armagh, and then Letterkenny, towards the end of that match, Armagh sent on their better players, squeezed up in Donegal, and really put the panics on our kick-out, and had us boxed in. Should have actually won that game, Letterkenny. And looking at that going into Balbuffet then, I thought this could be, these boys are going to be hard to work with, you know, championships should be different, but they're going to be hard to work with. But when Armagh came to Balbuffet, like, they played with fear, because Donegal's record, I think, at Balbuffet, they wanted to maybe work themselves into the game. They allowed us for a kick-out, and they didn't go for us in terms of what they did at the weekend. Now, so we beat them by 7 points. Now, bear in mind, we lost by 10. That's a 17-point swing, Greg, which is unbelievable when you think of two close Ulster teams. The fact that we beat them so well, and the fact that we got hammered in the end yesterday. But when they squeezed up on us, Greg, and physically went at us, you look at our back line, Greg, we don't have physical power at the back. And when they went for us, and even went for us all over the pitch, you know, we talked about our midfield dominance the last day against Armagh. Jason McGee and fellas, I guess, had a brilliant game, you know. We'd so much hype when you looked at Langan and Murphy coming out in that. But I think their just attitude towards the kick out and squeezing up on ours when they went long, they horsed us all around the pitch. I mean, if you look what Farker did to Murphy in terms of how he was all over them, and the same with Morgan and Conor O'Neill's players, they were getting about our lads. And when our lads got in there 45 after that 20 minute period, there was two or three Armagh ones around them. At the other end of the pitch, Armagh were mixing up their game with kicking. But one on one, every Armagh forward could engage with our defenders. We don't have physical power. We just don't have it.
Yeah, but you have the ability to look at this in a far more analytical and informed way than I do, as being a former player and all. But like the black card seemed to be a turning point for me, right? And I obviously don't know enough about the game. But what I thought, would you not in that situation, is, you know, put an outfield player that's already on the pitch in the goal, right? And sort of try and limit any damage till you get to half time and get back to full complement. Instead of, you know, taking influential players off, using up three substitutions to sort of make that happen. For me, as I say, for someone who doesn't know as much as you do, that seemed to be a turning point. And what would the logic have been there?
Well, Greg, I think the turning point was more, listen, that we didn't learn from our kickouts against Derry. The game swung for me with short kickouts that Derry squeezed up on us, and it happened again. And the thing, I suppose, the most worrying about is the first one we got away with, Keelan Ward somehow saved when Armagh Bairn down goals. There was a man inside. Keelan Ward saved it with his leg. So we got away with it. The next kickout, we went short again. McCall loses it. Three Armagh boys converge on him. The ball ends up with that whole incident. So you're black card, you lose a keeper penalty, right? So that, why we didn't go long with that next kick-out is because when Lynch come on straight away, in fairness to him, he goes, right, put the ball out long. Langan wins the ball out the pitch, calls the mark, and we end up getting a free, and we get a score. So that, I suppose, Greg, a lot of fans will think, why would we chance going short? Because if we lose it out the pitch, we're not going to concede a goal. Now, we did get that last point then, and we didn't have time, 4 points down. I thought we were lucky to be four down because Armagh really went at us. But then the start of that second half is where I think the tale was told, because we got a goal against Derry the last day goal and a point at the start of the second half. But this time we conceded two quick ones, and then we conceded another. It was 3 points in a row. And at that point, like, we were really thinking, you know, we're okay. No, a few times our boys did come back. They did try.
Yeah, but you're talking about Armagh switching it up, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people were sort of critical, say, for instance, towards the end of the Derry game, that we didn't switch it up to suit what was happening on the pitch at that time and the score positions at that time. Like, are we lacking the ability or the motivation to change mid-game or in phases of play when it's the right time to do it?
Listen, we were beat by a better team yesterday. Sometimes you've got to just hold your hands
up. So there's no point analysing it at all,
well,
then?
Well, I'll tell you this, you can analyse all you want, Greg. Everybody's playing the same way to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. What Armagh did yesterday, physically they had too much power for us and they had too much pace. And when they man for man on our back line, we can't handle power like that. We just couldn't handle it.
Right.
You look at Rian O'Neill, the point that he hit in the second half, he was dovetailing around. He was like a senior player playing in an under 16 game. No one could get near him. And at the end of the day, our blanket defence, sometimes because teams have backed off us. You look at Derry in many ways, still backed off us. They didn't actually go for a juggler until they went for those kickouts. And Armagh looked at that and realised that in Balbuffet, they didn't go for us. Mm. So when they went for us in, we were shaken.
Right, so the Donegal puzzle then has been solved. What next then?
Well, we need to unearth a few powerful players at the back, Greg. Listen, physicality is one of the biggest things in GAA now. And I just see that particularly with our defenders at the back, we're not able to handle. Every one of them Armagh was causing their players one-on-one trouble at the back. And I think at the other end of the pitch, when McBertie or Murphy or anybody got the ball, there's three or four Armagh players swarming around them. So the only way you get around not having physical power is to be swarming players and everybody tackling. We didn't have enough of that happening.
Right. Like, so you talked about our kickouts there, right? Donegal's kickouts, sorry, I should say. A decision was made at some point for us to start doing short kickouts or to stick with that strategy. Who makes that call? Is it the goalie?
Well, it has to be down to Pat. Now, the two kicks before them short ones were both won by Armagh when we went long. So these things really, it's not, you're not really blaming. Listen, Pat was,
I'm not
thinking,
blaming anyone, by the way. It's
probably
just
thinking at that stage, we've lost two, we need to go short to get possession, to get ourselves a bit more back into the game. So it's not to say that it's a right or wrong decision. Mm. You know, the two ones went long, we lost, and then the two short ones. The only difference is, I say, Greg, if they go out the pitch and we lose them, at least you're grouped in there that you're not going to concede a goal, because both of them kicks.
But that call's made on the pitch, for example. And the only reason I'm asking these questions is to try and sort of have the same conversation as people had it in the pub last night or around lunch. Do you know what I mean? To try and get to the...
There's a deeper thing here, Greg. If you really want to look at where football's at now, Donegal, to me, playing the same way they're playing, a lot of teams are playing it now, in terms of everybody dropping back and going forward, they just look a bit jaded. Monaghan looked the same. Tyrone, I think, could have left off their management last year, but they looked the same again this year. And if you look at the two teams that are coming with all the energy, Derry and Armagh, because they've been down there for so long. So I think that energy of them teams on the way back up is driving
so
them.
So do you think then we should maintain the current setup and we need to look for, you know, more physical players in certain positions? Because I don't want to sort of add to it, but you know yourself what a lot of people feel should happen, maybe a change of management. But from what you're saying, you don't seem to think, or do you, I'm not putting words in your mouth, that it's the tools you have to work with. What's your feeling as to the future? We've got a long time now, unfortunately, to reflect on this. Do you want to see things kept as they are and go out and search for the players that you talk of, or does it need a fresh pair of eyes? So I don't know. What?
I suppose there's always a bounce off of freshening. I just think that it'd be very difficult. I think it's Declan Bonner's decision to do it, and simply because the weight of what Declan Bonner's put into GAA in this world, we have to give the man his respect.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best underage players going right back to his youth, Donegal have ever had.
He's then, given an awful lot.
Then through his whole playing days to all his management underage, twice doing senior. So listen, I'm not going to say anything to Declan Bonner around what he wants to do. That's his decision. Listen, Greg, everybody's playing in a similar fashion. It really comes down to the players that you have at your disposal. And if you think back to our brilliant teams of the past, when Neil and Eamon McGee, Frank McGann, Kerry Lacy and these boys were in their pomp, we don't really have those type of players in there at the minute. And that's just the way it is, you know. Mm. And I think the blanket defence in some ways with players dropping back masks what we have, but when a team really goes for you and they have the quality of grooving Grugan, Stephen Candle, Oisin O'Neill. Those players are top, top.
Do you think those involved in the game, the likes of yourself, and I say this with absolute respect, Brendan, are circling the wagons a little bit, right? And having a different conversation to what the general public is?
Well, I don't know what conversation they're having, because there's nobody there yesterday supporting Donegal. So
and you're upset about that?
There's another thing. Well, I'm a bit disappointed, with the crowd that came the last couple of days. But then, Greg, I couldn't blame them after the Ulster final because it was so poor. Mm. But the Donegal fans, particularly in that first half, would have actually loved that, what was happening there from a football perspective. You've seen a game start to happen. It just then Armagh took over so much. It was hard. It was very difficult for you to be a Donegal fan in the second half. But we've seen glimpses of what we can do. We have individual brilliance in our team, Greg. We just, Armagh and Derry played like two very together, cohesive teams.
Yeah. Credit to them too.
We play in fits and starts, Greg, and we don't have that cohesion that those teams have.
And we've no right to victories either. You know, I mean, we have to give the opposition credit where it's due as well, because they
were top class yesterday. Listen, look at it now, Greg. The balance of power is switching. Derry now beat the three big teams in Ulster, the three Division 1 teams that everybody were Ulster dominating. Derry beat the three of them. Now Armagh beat two of them, and us and Tyrone. So you'd have to say those five matches were all well deserved. Mm. Greg, so you'd have to say Armagh and Derry are certainly, and what they're doing, are on the way up. And at the minute, big question mark over where Donegal's at, big question mark over Monaghan's at. And like Tyrone, what happened to Tyrone this year? So it's not as if we're the only ones in this boat, you know.
Armagh will go in as favourites against Galway. That would be a good game. Would you agree?
Yeah, certainly. I think that's a draw they would have been happy with.
Derry versus Clare. Clare were involved in an excellent game at the weekend.
Yeah, smash and grab. They were 5 points down a couple of minutes to go, Greg. There's something about Clare, real, real plucky. Plucky side, you really love them in championship. They're a never say die team. So the game will change now very much, Greg, when it goes to Croke Park. But I think that'll suit a team like Armagh. I think they'll revel in Croke Park, not so much Derry. I think it could hamper Derry's progress getting into a big fast playing pitch if they play that defensive. But certainly the way Armagh played yesterday, in terms of going for a team, that'll suit a game in Croke Park.
Well, look, the DL debate's going to be very interesting this evening, as it always is. There's a lot to unpack there, and it's interesting in that there's an interesting, as I said about the conversations going on. It'll be interesting to hear how aligned the conversation that you have this evening is to sort of, you know, the type of stuff people are saying as well. Do you get where I'm coming from there?
And I mean, it's very easy just to say, oh, tactics, or we should have did this, or should have did that. At the end of the day, we were completely outplayed by Armagh after that for opening 20 minutes. So sometimes that happens in football. The problem is with Donegal, I think, because of the manner of the poor Ulster final game and defeat, it's left a bit of a cloud was hanging over us. And I think you've seen a bit of a spark. You've seen Michael Murphy was pumped up. A lot of criticism came at Donegal. And they did give it their all in that first half. But as I say, physically, Armagh just clamped us in. And how you deal with that, Greg, you've got to fight power with power. We hadn't got enough power yesterday, and I think that's what it's coming down to.
All right, listen, brilliant stuff. The show's on after the 7 o'clock news this evening.
It is Aaron Kiernan, Kevin Cassidy, Keith Dugan of the Irish Times, and of course our own Mo O'Donnell. Donegal ladies, of course, winning. They flew the flag for us, beating Waterford.
Bit squeaky bum time towards the end, but not a bad game of football.
That's it. We were, 6 points up, and they came back in us. So fair play to Max and him. Another tough trip. They're playing Cork in the second group game this week. So we have Mauro O'Donnell on as well to give us our views on that, and they will continue to keep the championship flag flying for us, Greg.
Keep DL debate on air. So the club championship, actually, it'll be interesting to see what the impact of, I mean, there's a few teams will be glad to have third players back.
See, if we start talking club championship now, we've already in a bit of a negative feeling. Right,
come on, let's get out of here.
This the club championship. If somebody happens to score more than 10 points, we'll be happy in a game. There's been a few dodgy league games coming in, Greg, so I'm hoping that our club football is actually very representative of what's happening. Club teams need to get out and play here, Greg. At the end of the day, the Damon indictment, our senior, junior and intermediate finals last year, the losing teams had a combined total of 12 points. So club football in Donegal needs to be a mini revolution, and their teams need to start to play, because this is affecting everything, and people are switching.
Some might think though that you're quick to comment on the club setup, but not so much the Donegal setup.
Well, you see, I'm not saying Donegal didn't have a go yesterday. I mean, they still posted. Listen, did you see some of them league results coming through there, Greg? I mean, Unions and Kilcare, two of our top teams, the other week. I mean,
I get where you're coming
it's
from.
It's unbelievable what's happening there, Greg. So listen, that's right. A generalisation on the whole club championship. If we're talking about Donegal, listen, we're beat by a better side yesterday, but there's a lot of head scratching figuring out how we lost by that much, Greg. Seeing as we beat them by 7, we then lost by 10. No. Armagh completely.
There comes a point in the game though where it's out of your reach. Yeah. And then
the goals killed us.
Yeah, exactly.
The goals killed us. And we never looked really like scoring a goal. And I think that was probably a big marker. But any of that, Greg, is small in terms of the general vibe of the game. Armagh took over and we weren't able to cope with them.
We'll hear you just after 7. Thanks, Brendan. Sorry,